Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
that's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so
damn.
Tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn. I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan.
And
I didn't choose to rap. He just fell into a backup plan. So
yeah.
Let go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Wednesday, August the 17th of 2016. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you. I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time really explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah, excuse me, and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we're talking about the whole under, over, and understanding of this word called cleronomics. It comes from the Greek word kleronomos. That's talking about capitalism. One of the favorite topics that I like to talk about because, you know, when you talk about money, that piques everybody's interest or gets everybody's attention. And everybody's definitions and everybody's perspective, everybody's way of pursuing this ideal of money is very interesting. One of the things that's profound with all of the mentors that I've had over the years, and I've had some great men, three millionaires that I've worked with over the years. I have inside of my book, The Ultimate Secret to Being Rich. And they, one of the things that all three of the millionaires taught me was they had this gift or this ability to take common things that most people would either throw away, disregard, or did not see value in. And they had a way of getting the most out of people and out of things. They had the ability to get you to rise to a level above your own expectations. All of my mentors and most of the people that are successful in the area of wealth have this ability to extract something out of nothing, the ability to create stuff out of thin air. And one of the things that has been mind-blowing to me is the internet and cell phones, both of which, and then once we start adding in social media, basically technology. And so with the advent and the promotion of technology, it's like now the little man can compete with the big man. In other words, because of technology, the playing field has been leveled, meaning someone like me can basically compete with someone on a larger scale. I just watched an interview with Maxwell, the singer, and Maxwell was talking about something that was profound. He talked about YouTube, and Maxwell stated how YouTube now has given a non-entity a platform where a non-entity, a nobody, can post a video on YouTube, and that video can be seen by a million people. Thing that's important to understand is something as simple as a cell phone, which most people have, which is what I'm using right now to communicate with you. And most people's cell phone costs them money. My cell phone makes me money. Most people, again, I have a book called, and I'm offering this for free with the purchase of this particular topic or this book. I have a course that breaks down. It's called The Smart Man's Guide to Real Estate. I have another book called How to Make $5,000 a Month on Facebook. And then I have this book, How to Make $1,000 a Month with Your Cell Phone. Now, what's important to understand, my brothers and sisters, is this book is $49. Now, today, for example, you know, my goal is to make at least about $500 today with my cell phone. Now, the question that should be burning in your brain is, how do you make money with your cell phone? Well, that's what's inside of the book. The book is $49. Now, I would encourage you to go to Google or any search engine and type in that phrase, how to make money with your cell phone or smartphone. Please, how to make money. Just Google that phrase, how to make money with your phone or how to make money with your cell phone. What you're going to find is how to make money using apps. Now, I've done that in the past. You know, you make $5, $6 here and there. None of that is what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about, you won't find on Facebook. What I'm talking about, you won't find on Google. What I'm finding out, you won't find on Dogpile, or you won't find out on Yahoo. Because the powers that be really don't want you to know what they know. And that is, again, they don't work for money. Money works for them. And that construct is the issue in the hood within my people as an African-American and with most people that are experiencing this ideal of lack, because we buy liabilities, not assets. Most people in the hood are taught that your home is your greatest asset. People strive, they live their entire life to purchase a home. That's not an asset. That's a liability. What is the difference? An asset puts money in your pocket. A liability takes money out of your pocket. How much does it cost to maintain your home? Anybody? Yeah, that's what I thought. First of all, you got to pay your mortgage. Then you got to pay the maintenance and the upkeep of the home. And then you got to pay, you know, any repairs that may take. And then what about your air conditioning to heat the home? I mean, to cool the home, or the heater to heat the home, and on and on and on. In other words, your home takes money unless your home is an investment. And back what I did in the 80s, I brought 10 homes. Of those 10, I rented 9 out. Or I did a step further, and this is all inside of my Smart Man's Guide to Real Estate. I did a owner contract, meaning I went to a title company. Everything that the bank does, I did. And I wrote up an escrow. The person paid the Chicago Title Company every month. Chicago Title Company paid my mortgage to Wells Fargo. The difference between the amount of money that I sold the home for and the amount of money that I had remaining on my mortgage or on the underlying financing, for example, I sold the home and the monthly payment was $600 a month. My mortgage was $500 a month. That left a $100 a month profit every month for the next 30 years. Do that 10 times. My guru, who I learned this from, he owned 60 homes. 6-0. Now, they don't teach this in the hood. I wish they did. There would be no such thing as poverty. Now, pimp the game. You can go to Detroit right now. I hear Detroit is having an economic turndown. If I was in Detroit, I'd be buying everything that wasn't nailed down. Because real estate, regardless of the market, unlike the stock market, even in a downturn, even when the house is depreciated, it is losing value. People still have to have a place to stay. Everybody needs a place to stay. So I'm including this course for free for everybody that purchases my cell phone course. Now, I'm going to go through all three. Real estate. I don't know about it. That is the greatest investment on the planet, bar none. What do I mean? People buying gold and silver, man, that's great. Real estate is the only thing that you set the price for. Real estate, again, whatever two people can negotiate on, that's the price. Well, it doesn't matter what the appraised value is. It doesn't matter what the market value is. It doesn't matter what the replacement value is or the cost to replace the home in an event that is totally destroyed that you pay. Now, as an insurance agent, I'm a licensed insurance agent, we sell and we insure the home for the replacement cost, not the market value or not the purchase value or not even the appraised value. So somebody go to your house and they tell you this house is worth $100,000. That's what we insure it for. Now, let me make sure you understand what I just said, because if you live, I don't care where you live, if you see a house for sale, you need to call it. If you don't know how to buy it, you need to call me. I tell you, I teach you how to buy it. That's what's in the course. Everybody should be buying real estate. You don't need money to buy real estate. Out of the 10 houses I bought, I never put a dime down. Zero. They say it can't be done. I do it every day. Number one, Smart Man Guide to Real Estate. That's included for free. So that way you can start purchasing property and your property is being paid for by someone else. So you don't have a mortgage. You don't have rent. That's the goal. The goal is to turn your liabilities into assets. If you can turn liabilities into assets, right now your phone is a liability. It costs you money. Your car is a liability. It costs you money. Your home is a liability. It costs you money. It's not making you money. So those are the three biggest expenses that prevent people from going into business and having extra income to invest or to start up money. So if you just keep the money that you make, you're good. But you got things like taxes. I don't pay taxes. I don't understand why people pay taxes. I'm still trying to figure it out. I haven't paid taxes in 40 years. Why? Do you think people in Congress pay taxes? Rich people don't pay taxes. I've never met a man that makes more than $100,000 a year that pays taxes. At least All of my mentors, none of them pay taxes. They all multimillionaires. Why don't they pay taxes? The reason I don't pay taxes, too many loopholes, legally. Now, I'm not talking about no illegal bullshit. I don't do illegal stuff. I'm willing to stand up in front of anybody and express, expose, and expand any topic. Now, I got over 50 books. I got over 2,000 shows. I've been doing this for 20 years, never lost a debate. Why? I don't do fluff. So real estate is a great investment. Let's look at number two, Facebook. I just read a post from somebody on Facebook who telling people to get off Facebook and get a life, telling people why y'all on Facebook wasting time, all this stuff. Really? I live on Facebook. In fact, last year I made over $30,000 on Facebook alone, and they telling you to get off Facebook. Facebook spying on you. I don't care. They can spy on me. Because why? Facebook is an asset. It's not a liability. How much money does it cost for me to set up my Facebook account? Zero. How much money does it cost me to set up my Blog Talk account that I'm on right now? Zero. How much money did it take me, which after this show, I transferred over to Spreaker? How much money did it cost for me to set up my Spreaker account? Zero. Then I transferred over to YouTube. How much money did it cost me to set up my YouTube account? Zero. Then I transferred over to TubeMogul. How much money did it cost me to set up my TubeMogul account? Zero. Snapchat? Zero. Instagram? Zero. Twitter? Zero. All of them make me money. And people tell me to get off of social media. Really? Let me make sure you understand what I'm saying, brothers, sisters. It's not, these are tools. They don't make you no money unless you know how to use them. You can go buy a fancy saw. Have you ever seen a carpenter comes in with all of this fancy stuff? I don't give a rip what kind of carpenter you are. If you don't know how to use a hammer, if you can't use a hammer and drive a nail into a shingle, you're not a good carpenter. So it's not the technology, my brother, but it's how you use it. So we've talked about real estate. Let's talk about Facebook really quick. I have a book called How to Make $5,000 a Month Off Facebook. My greatest month on Facebook. Now, do I do that every month? No. I wish I did, but I don't do that every month. But my greatest month on Facebook, I made $5,000 in 1 month on Facebook. I have the course that explains you in detail exactly how to do that. If you are on Facebook and the only thing that you are doing on Facebook is posting pictures of your family and sharing other stuff and talking about people and talking about love and hip-hop, the basketball wise and who shot who and all this other bullshit and stuff out there, fear, and everybody's scared the end of the world is coming, and everybody running around like a chicken talking about what the government, kill whitey, kill blackie, black lives matter, blue lives matter, green lives matter, who cares? All I'm asking you brothers and sisters is to think, is what you doing making you money? Is money everything? Absolutely not. Money is the byproduct of purpose. I get on Facebook with a purpose, and because I got purpose, money finds me. I don't got to find it. The Bible says that whether you believe in the Bible or not is irrelevant. The Bible says the man's gift will make room for him and take him before kings. So if you ain't got no gift, if you ain't sharing your gift, you're not going before anybody. So I get on Facebook and I share my gift. That's how you make money on Facebook. But we're talking about smartphones, right? Cell phones. So we talked about real estate. Again, I'm throwing that in there for free. Cost of the program, again, $49. Hit me up, masterteacher32.com@gmail.com. Let me know, hey, Doc, I heard the show, man. Here's my $49. I'll send you guys the link. Pay the $49. I'll send you all three books, the one on real estate, the one on Facebook. And now these are all audio, so there's nothing to read. Hey, pop it in. If you want the flash drive, man, I'll even mail you the flash drive. All you got to do is just cover the cost of the shipping of the flash drive. Otherwise, you just download it. Now, I'm using my cell phone right now. Now, this blows my mind right here, brothers and sisters. So you can go to Google right now and you can type in, how to make money with your cell phone. And they're going to tell you all about all of these apps that you can download. Now, don't get me wrong. These apps are great. You can use these apps to, to make money with your phone. For example, I was reading one thing that says, talk about work at home with your cell phone. And they got this one app. It's called Swagbucks. So you download the app onto your phone, and they pay you for redeeming like coupons and stuff. And I've done it. I actually made, you know, hey, I got a coupon for $50. Took my family out to IHOP in exchange for, you know, doing this. So does it work? Absolutely. So you don't need my book to do that. You can go to Google. You can type in how to make money with my smartphone. They give you all of these different apps. One is called Checkpoints. Another one is called Easy Shift. I've never done these, but, you know, I've done a few of them. Another one's called Field Agent. I like that one. I tried that one out. You know, I think I made like $12. But again, $12 is $12. So there are, again, free information available on any search engine that tells you how to make money with your cell phone. So if you are still paying for your cell phone, now, whatever phone, my service is through AT&T, you know, my smartphone, and, you know, hey, I pay, you know, X amount of dollars for the service, and I've made way more money with my cell phone than I've spent on, and I have an Android cell, sorry, no smartphone, a cell phone, I don't have no fancy iPhone, and, you know, I have a Samsung Mega, you know, old school phone. I like it because of, again, video, the video aspects of the cell phone and what it does. And so I use my cell phone every day, all day, to make me money. Now, in the book, I break down what I do that's not on Google, that's not on, you know, Yahoo, or that's not on any search engine. I've tried all of the different search engines to see if somebody else out there is doing the same thing that I'm doing with my cell phone, and I know that somebody else is doing it, but it's just not on Facebook. I mean, I'm on Facebook. It's just not on Google. Now, another search engine that I use now is called Dogpile. Now, if you haven't, you know, used Dogpile, you might want to check it out, because again, each search engine operates a little differently. Everybody uses Google, but search for things on different search engines because they give you a different result. So if you type in how to, you know, make money, you know, with your cell phone or with your smartphone on Dogpile, you get a little better results. You get a little different results. Now, again, it doesn't bring up the stuff that I'm talking about, but one of the results that it comes up with was penny stocks. Now, again, one of my mentors taught me how to do day trading. Now, you know, day trading is a whole other topic for another time. But again, all I'm simply saying is one thing. Stop buying liabilities. If you buy a car, you need to figure out how to make money with your car. Now, I've heard Uber. One of my clients, she does Uber. And I don't, you know, I thought about Uber, and I'm like, well, you know, hey, maybe. But, yeah, for me, it doesn't work for me. But now you guys know I have my coffee shop, my bookstore, and my learning center. So there is a website, thesigns.com. Now, again, you got a car. You got to make a car payment. You got to put gas in your car. You got to do the oil change. You got to keep up with the tires. All of that stuff costs you money. Now, if you use your car, which is what I do, in line with your business, which is what I do, I have a placard on my car that says, Wake Up Black America. Then I have another placard that I put on my car that I ordered from buildasign.com, or you can get from Vista Print for free, that says Master Teacher 33. I put that on there sometime. I have another placard that says Christ Consciousness Metaphysical Assembly, Dr. Will Rogers. I put that on some. So what am I saying? So why do I got, I used to have 10 businesses. Now I got 4. So why do I have 4 different businesses, 4 different accounts? What is an account? Account is a DBA, a doing business as, 4 of them. So I got 4 different bank accounts. I got 4 different DBAs. So So I file, and every year I have losses for four different businesses that offset my income from four different businesses. I don't know if you understand how to pimp the game. Now, again, that's a whole other study for another time. But let me simply, humbly, respectfully submit to you, if you're paying taxes, you're doing something wrong. Now, one of the stuff, one of the websites, again, that, again, looking at your cell phone. So I'm including how to make $1,000 a month with your cell phone, how to make $5,000 a month on Facebook, and the Smart Man Guide. It used to be called the Lazy Man Guide, and I'm like, you know what, I ain't lazy. So I changed the title of that book to the Smart Man. It's called the Smart Man Guide to Real Estate. Now, each one of those sell for between $49 and $99. So I'm giving you all three for $49 this week only. So this special ends on Friday. Today is Wednesday. So today's Wednesday, August the 17th. So all my YouTube fans, all my Spreaker fans, all my back, and I got 5,000 fans or 5,000 people on Blog Talk. You know, I got, you know, 3,000 on Spreaker. I got, you know, another, you know, 2,500 on, you know, YouTube and TubeMogul and all of these other different sites. So what I do is, again, for everybody that's in my Clarinomics 101 program, and if you're not a member of the Clarinomics 101 program, I take one topic or one talk, and I put it into 21 streams. 21. Are you doing that? You should do something once, and you should get paid on it for the rest of your life. Are you doing that? Are you producing? Now, this talk, I'm doing once, recording it, putting it on my flash drive, saving it on my hard drive, putting it out there, and then I'm a spread it out to 21 different venues. And this time next year, I may make $5. I may make $5,000. Doesn't matter, because I didn't touch it again. So my mentors taught me this thing called residual income. And so if you're doing, especially for my African-American brothers and sisters, if you're doing anything, I don't care what you're doing, if you're doing anything more than once, you're doing something wrong. What do I mean? The reason why I love TubeMogul is because it's one of those. Now, again, I don't believe in paying for search engine optimization. I don't pay for, you know, an autoresponder. I don't have any fancy back-end software system that a lot of people use. You can do that. Everything I do is for free because there is a program on the internet for everything that you need to do to run your business for free. Software, advertising, everything for free. So my cost of goods is zero. Everything is profit. So if you want to learn my system, you need to email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. There's a lot of people doing a lot of great stuff. There's a lot of other programs on the internet. There's a lot of coaching. There's a lot of this. There's a lot of multi-level marketing. You know, all that stuff is great. Don't get me wrong. But, again, I keep my overhead low because I made the mistake. And I went out and I had a building that was $5,000 a month. I made this money, but, again, I just broke even because just to rent the building was $5,000 a month. But it was great. I learned a lot. So please email me, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Let me know you heard today's message. I will send you all three books for $49. If you're really serious, then we can talk about joining my Clarinomics 101, where I take you step by step by the hand and teach you exactly what I do. And one of the most important things that I do that's totally different from what everybody else does is I find information and technology that is free to run my business. So my cost of goods is low. My overhead is low. So I don't have to charge as much. And the things I do charge a lot on, I can make a lot on because it doesn't cost me as much as it does other people. For example, my books. Everybody has heard of Fiverr.com. Again, we're still talking about your cell phone. Because how do I log on to Fiverr.com? My cell phone. How am I doing my blog talk show today? My cell phone. How do I do my YouTube video? My cell phone. How do I, you know, do my conference call with my group? I'm going to do a conference call tonight. How am I going to do it? With my cell phone. So I make money with my cell phone. And you need to be making money with your cell phone. Your car payment, you should write it off at the end of the year. How? You should use your car in the scope or in the line of your business. And the first thing that you need to do is you need to establish your business. What is your business? Well, we got to find your purpose first. Then we get your DBA. Then we get your website name. Then we set up your bank account. Then we set up your software system so you keep track of your profit and loss. So every month you know how much money came in and how much money went out and whether or not you made a profit or not. And then once we lay the foundation and we got business number one up and running, we get business number two up and running. So we do as many business as it takes to offset your income. So if your income is you making $60,000 a year and IRS is going to tax you on that $60,000 a year unless you got $60,000 in losses, does that mean losses? No, that means expenses. So how do you get $60,000 in expenses? Well, you got a house payment, don't you? Well, your house is being used in the scope of your business, isn't it? I work at home. So what do you think I do with my mortgage payment? Write it off. Well, I drive my car. You know, my car payment is $600 a month. What do you think I do with that car payment? Oh, I'll write it off. Well, I got insurance. My insurance is $100 a month. What do you think I do with that insurance payment? I write it off. Well, my cell phone costs $600. What do I do with my cell phone payment? I write it off. Well, it costs me, you know, $50 a month for my cell phone plan. What do you think I do with my cell phone plan? I write it off. Well, I got to heat my house. I got the heater. I got electricity. What do you think I do with my electricity bill? I write it off. So I go out to eat. I take my family out to eat. We go out to dinner. But while we're at dinner, we're talking about business. So what do you think I do with my dinner bill? And, you know, hey, I go out to eat a lot. You know, I'm a growing boy. So, you know, hey, we spend a good, you know, 10, 15 grand a month in food. What do you think I do with that? I write it off. I got to go to the gym and exercise and work out. Well, that's part of my business because, again, I'm a theocentric nutrition. I have a frequent intense training. That's part of my business. So everywhere I have an expense, I have a business. And my business writes off my expenses. So my income is zero on paper. I don't know if you understand, my brothers and sisters. Do you think congressmen pay taxes? Now, I know they're going to probably tell you that they do. Do you think that a congressman, you think the millionaires pay taxes? Everything that they buy, they clothes. You go to the store, you buy your new suit. Why are you buying that new suit? Because you're doing, for me, I buy that new suit because I'm doing a seminar. And I need a new suit to wear to the seminar. So that expense, I have to drive over there to the place. I have to put gas in my car. All of that, I keep the receipts for. All of those are tax write-offs. Because everything I do is purpose-based. So every member of my group tonight, what do you think we're going to be talking about? I'm going to teach you guys this technique that my millionaire friends taught me. How do you think they became millionaires? By spending money? Nah, homie. They became millionaires by saving money. So you can go to Fiverr, Fiverr, and we're going to break all this down again for my members that's in the 101 Clarinomics program, which is why you should be a part of it. Well, I'm going to teach you all of this. So when I write a book, you think I sit down, how do I write a full, now the book I just wrote, I wrote that book in less than 5 days. How in the world do you write a how do you write a 200-300 page book in 5 days? Fiverr.com, Fiverr. I can talk, as you know. After I finish talking, I talk all day, every day. I turn that talk into text, put some pictures on it, edit it, booyah. There's book number 55 and counting. How many books you got? Books you write them once for the rest of your life. So you might want to set up some books. You might want to set up some shows. You might need to restructure your life, because everything that you have in your life should be making you money. Your apartment should be making you money. It shouldn't be costing you money. Your house, your children. Why y'all think I had 5 kids? That's not the only reason, though. But all I'm simply saying, brothers and sisters, is life is not hard. We make it hard. So once again, my offer for everybody listening to this message, $49, simply go to my website, masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says donation. Make the $49 donation, and I will send you out 3 products. 1, how to make $5,000 on Facebook. 2, the Smart Man's Guide to Real Estate Investing, $1,000 a month with your cell phone. Again, those 3 products, everyone who makes a $49 donation between now and August the 19th. Well, let's go one more day. We'll throw in August the 20th. So midnight, August the 20th, the deadline ends for this offer, $49 for these 3 audio programs, so that way you can tune in and listen to it. And again, for everybody to support the Clarinomics program, we're going to be breaking this down inside of that program as well. Brothers and sisters, thank you everybody so much for joining me on today's show. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Lord, instead of part 1, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brother, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Still dreaming, man. Still dreaming.